This goes to Dr. Kozlovski, K-O-Z-L-O-V-S-K-I, fax 989-463-1534, regarding Betty Cowles, C-O-W-L-E-S, date of birth May 2nd of 1945. Dear Dr. Kozlovski, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Cowles with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, history of obstructive uropathy with ileal loop and bladder tumor resection surgery. The patient was hospitalized in mid-May for difficulty breathing and a UTI. She was able to be stabilized and discharged home without needing nursing home support. And she's feeling much better currently. She is accompanied by a family member today for this visit. No current chest pain or palpitations. Her weight is down 4 pounds since her last visit on March 14th of this year. She denies chest pain or palpitations. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine output is through the ileal loop diversion. And no edema currently. Medication list is reviewed. For pain, she uses acetaminophen. And no nephrotoxic medications are noted. Physical exam, her weight is 122 pounds, pulse 94, oxygen saturation is 94% on room air, blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 108 over 72. Her neck is supple. Lungs have some fine inspiratory crackles and bilateral bases, none anteriorly, no wheezes. Heart is regular, no murmur or rub. She has a right-sided ileal loop, no distension. She has 1+ edema of the lower extremities. No ulcerations or lesions are noted. She does have muscle wasting noted. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done May 31st of 2023. Her creatinine is 2.5. Currently, her eGFR is 19. She does fluctuate very regularly. Previous levels were 2.0, 2.2, 2.4, and 2.7. Albumin 3.5, calcium 9.2. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus is 3.6. Her hemoglobin is 10.4 with normal white count and a normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 4 chronic kidney disease. She does have fluctuating creatinine levels, and we had her scheduled for a Kidney Smart class in April, and at that point she did not want to attend, but we have re-evaluated this and discussed it, and she is agreeing to go to the Kidney Smart class through DaVita. And so we will set that up for her. She understands that the current eGFR of 19 is very close to stage 5 chronic kidney disease, and that is when dialysis may be needed, as long as she's also symptomatic. And she does have chronic difficulty with breathing, in recurrent hospitalization. She will not be a good candidate for a home dialysis with a PD catheter due to the ileal loop and the previous bowel surgery she's had. But they will discuss other modalities and diet and other things related to end-stage renal failure. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 2 to 3 months, and we will continue to do monthly lab studies to monitor renal function. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.